Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today, Antonio Brown deserves whatever comes next. I don't know whether to feel sorry for Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown or join the Legion of Pittsburgh Steeler Nation cheering for his exit from Pittsburgh after Brown's selfish heel turn of late. A former sixth-round draft pick coming out of Central Michigan University, Antonio Brown started his rookie season with the Steelers back in 2010 and worked hard to establish himself as the most talented receiver for the black and gold. In his rookie season, Antonio Brown helped the Steelers to their most recent Super Bowl appearance back in February 2011. Antonio Brown has achieved All-Pro status 7 times in the last 8 seasons. He's been rewarded by the Steelers with a new 4-year contract worth $17 million per season, worth $68 million overall, and that includes $19 million given to him as a signing bonus. At the time of the contract, he was the highest-paid wide receiver in the NFL. On the field this year in 2018, Antonio Brown finished with more than 1,000 yards in pass receiving for the 6th straight year. And despite missing the final game of the season, he led the entire NFL with 15 touchdown receptions. Antonio Brown will be 31 years old before the next NFL season and remains under contract to Pittsburgh for another 3 seasons. And yet, Antonio Brown is loudly and frequently telling everyone who will listen or is able to decipher his frequent Twitter posts that he wants out of Pittsburgh right now. And the Steelers are apparently planning to entertain trade offers to ship their best wide receivers out of town. How in the heck did this happen? When you take a look at the long journey of Antonio Brown's life, his ascendancy to become one of the NFL's premier wide receivers has been riddled with a litany of self-inflicted miscues as well. Coming out of a Miami, Florida high school as a talented quarterback and track star, Antonio Brown's poor academic performance cost him a chance to play for Florida State. He then went to a tiny North Carolina Tech prep for 1 season. After 1 year in Carolina, Antonio Brown was offered a scholarship to come back to Florida and play for Florida International University. Unfortunately, Brown was expelled from school prior to the start of the semester due to an altercation with campus security. Brown, of course, landed on his feet again, had a new opportunity at Central Michigan University, where this time he found success as a punt and kickoff return specialist as well as a budding wide receiver. His natural speed and willingness to work hard made him a 6th-round pick by the Steelers after his junior collegiate season. With the Steelers, Antonio Brown learned his new professional craft beside all-star talents such as wide receiver Hines Ward and quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. With Brown's talent and willingness to work hard, he became a star in Steel City and throughout the NFL. By 2016, though, things started to unravel again with Brown's increasing self-inflicted errors. He was fined by the NFL for wearing baby blue cleats, which is a uniform violation. He was also fined twice that season for 2 separate suggestive post-touchdown celebrations, twerking. After a tight playoff win against Kansas City that season, Antonio Brown posted the Steelers' locker room celebration live on Facebook. It was later learned that Brown had been paid nearly $250,000 by Facebook for so-called content, so he believed he was fulfilling his part of the transaction. Unfortunately for Antonio Brown, he probably should have checked with someone first. The NFL doesn't allow such arrangements, and a few of his teammates, including quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, had asked Antonio Brown to keep a lower profile on social media. Making things worse, Brown's selfish post-game broadcast also embarrassed his head coach Mike Tomlin. During that locker room celebration, Antonio Brown's video for Facebook caught a few vulgarities being made by Coach Tomlin about the team's next playoff opponent in New England. And I guess we can figure out what happened next. Yes, the Steelers were eliminated from the playoffs the following week. Antonio Brown lit his own locker room match at that point. His antics could be perceived as selfish by a majority of his teammates. You can only imagine how embarrassed and long-lasting the effect on Coach Mike Tomlin was after having his words posted on Facebook. Enter 2018. After receiving his big contract extension in Pittsburgh, Antonio Brown's regular season performance was still at a high level despite some new, odd, bizarre behavior. He threatened a reporter, a former Steelers player, and allegedly threw furniture off the balcony of a South Florida apartment this season. With the Steelers' playoffs hopes starting to fade late in the year with tough losses against the Chargers and the Saints, Antonio Brown skipped multiple practices prior to Pittsburgh's final game against Cincinnati due to a series of heated disputes he had with teammates and coaches. Antonio Brown showed up for the final ball game and walked onto the field in a fur coat instead of his uniform. Coach Mike Tomlin had had enough, and he apparently told Brown, "Don't bother," and opted not to play him in the final game. The Steelers won the game but were eliminated from this year's playoffs after Baltimore won their game over Cleveland. This week, Antonio Brown bypassed his coach and bypassed his general manager and arranged for a meeting with Steelers owner Art Rooney II. Brown and his agent are now demanding a trade from Pittsburgh, and if you believe all parties, a trade may indeed happen soon. NFL wide receivers are well known for their large egos and fearless attitudes. It comes with the territory, as it takes a lot of guts to catch a football thrown across the middle of the field with a defender ready to smash you as soon as you catch the football. Antonio Brown's recent antics, though, make this writer wonder if he's taken a few too many shots in the head during his NFL career. Seriously, he does seem to be self-destructing over the past few months. If he gets his wish and is traded out of Pittsburgh, the odds are against him that he'll be playing for another NFL team who could better utilize his talents as well as the Steelers have for the last 9 seasons. With all this drama, though, Steeler Nation has seen and heard enough out of Antonio Brown and seems ready to move on. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.